Well, I think what we got was the exact opposite of what we hoped for. I think we've seen, rather than an increase, we've seen an erosion in our influence in that region. I think that, you know, we lost a lot of the goodwill that we had in that region. I think that our foreign policy has made many of the local nations very wary of any step that we take in that region. So if we went in there hoping that we were going to improve the situation with regard to the war on terrorism, I think we failed. So, you know, I think the Iraq war was a poorly understood war going into it. It wasn't one that I personally supported because it was never made clear to me that there was any linkage between the situation in Iraq and the war on terror. And clearly, with regard to the war on terror, we have not improved the situation. So I look at Iraq and I see a failed mission.
With the money that's been spent on the war in Iraq, how has that affected the overall federal budget?
Well, I think from a purely monetary standpoint, you know, $150 billion a year is nothing to sneeze at, but it's really only about 2 or 3% of total spending when you factor in Social Security, Medicare, and that type of thing. But the important part of that was that we borrowed all of that money. And when you're talking about, you know, annual deficits of $1 trillion, $150 billion is nothing to sneeze at. And one of the criticisms that you hear repeatedly is that this is the first war where the government didn't attempt to fund it through either bonds or increasing taxes, something like that. We borrowed it. And we did it at the same time that we reduced revenues through, you know, the Bush-era tax cuts. We expanded spending on some social programs, and we experienced a, you know, major economic downturn that had a dramatic impact on revenues. So when you factor that into all the other, you know, military spending and the wars in specifically into all the other things that were going on, it really added to the snowball effect that are driving the sort of $1.4 trillion annual deficits that we're currently seeing.
And so we're seeing the impact of the spending on the war in Iraq on the local level. It's starting to be realized on the local level now because of the budget constraints in Washington.
Yeah, the important thing right now is that because deficit reduction has really become, you know, the single most important issue in Washington, whether or not that's appropriate, but it really is what's driving the decision-making process, particularly on Capitol Hill. Anything that contributes to the deficit is problematic. And you're seeing, and that's one of the reasons why concerns about war costs and also other military spending are becoming increasingly important in the minds of people who traditionally would have supported funding for the military. They now look at it as an area of federal spending, because of the massive growth we've seen over the last decade, is going to have to be part of any solution to deficit reduction. And that's a real turn in the way particularly fiscal conservatives and Republicans have looked at the military over the last decade.
People used to talk about that we were going to see an end of the war dividend. Does such a thing exist? The end of the war dividend?
I think in normal financial times you might see it, but right now the deficit is gobbling up any spare money that's out there. And the Pentagon has been, in addition to winding down, you know, funding for the wars in Iraq and hopefully the war in Afghanistan, they're also being called on to find other savings. And so anytime anybody can find, you know, a way to cut spending, it's not really going back into the economy. It's really going towards reducing the level of the deficit. So if we were in a normal situation, I think you might see some sort of, quote, once upon a time we called the peace dividend, what we're now calling the war dividend. But right now, given, you know, the fact that we're running still $1 trillion in annual deficits, that's what's really gobbling up any spare change that anybody can find.
And from the perspective of a budget analyst, what impact has it had on the federal budget? And we lost opportunities to spend money domestically because of what's been spent on the war?
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, in the interim, in the 10 years that was the war in Iraq, in addition to what we spent on the military, on the wars themselves, we actually saw a growth in the annual Pentagon budget of almost 50% adjusted for inflation. At the same time, non-defense spending went up roughly 8%. And I'm convinced that the rapid growth in military spending and war costs had a chilling effect on our ability to fund domestic programs. So clearly there's the linkage between the two. Had we not been at war, we would not have seen this growth in military spending, and funds would have been available to do the other things that we expect our government to do on our behalf.